مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to stanza number 5 of Qasida Burda, and remember just to ponder where we had stopped last we spoke about the qualities of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember we had mentioned the different beauties that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, and it is difficult for us to comprehend that all this beauty was placed in one personality. We also mentioned to you there, with recognizing Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you go into it, the more you fall in love. Whereas other people of this world, when you sit with them, first you are taken aback by what they own, what they possess, sometimes their beauty. But as you get to know them, the love fades away. But when it comes to Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you study his life, even when the kuffar study his life, then they have no choice but to admit that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is number one, and they have placed him number one. This is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many have said amongst them that if this personality, such as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had to rule in this modern day, then all the problems would be solved. So our response to that is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left us bare. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with the sunnah. And when you will emulate his lifestyle, step by step, trying, striving, giving your life for the cause, then you will be solving all the difficulties, all the current difficulties, challenges of the modern day age. But we are trying to solve the modern day challenges with modern day technology, with modern day mindsets, with modern day tactics. But we are not good. The actual success is in following Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody is negating to say that, look, you cannot use a computer because it's modern day technology. But there's a way to use it. When you use the internet, you are not going onto that website which is making you lose your iman. You are using it for a specific purpose. And there is different apps which you can utilize that you can block all these, like how you get scams and you want to block those scams. Here you get an app which blocks and removes, it won't allow anything that is of a filthy nature to come onto your desktop or to your laptop. So this is, you can utilize, even on your phone you get an app that you can utilize to block all these different filthy apps or different filthy adverts. The adverts that comes on these different websites, you can block out adverts too. Maybe you'll have to pay a small fee, but you'll be saving yourself from so much. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly give us that ability to worry about our iman, because this here is important. So we spoke about all of this, and today we come to this stanza. This is stanza number 5. The stanza is as such: لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلم. لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلم. Had it not been for love, لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلل. Had it not been for love, you would not have shed tears at the ruins, meaning of your beloved. ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلمي, nor would you become restless at the remembrance of the cypress, meaning the cypress tree at the high mountain, or some say at the high mountain. So in these stanzas, we need to know a few things. One is lawla. As the stanza starts off, lawla, lawla al-hawa, had it not been for love. So let's go towards this and let's dissect now. This word lawla, had it not been, we translate in English as such. So it means that once this word is here, we can use it in different ways. The Quran Sharif uses it in different ways. So one is shartiya. What's the meaning of shartiya? Shartiya, for a general person to understand, is if A is present, B will not prevail. If A is present, B will not prevail. Hamas has said clearly, we are present here, we are not going to give in to any of their deals until and unless the Palestinians have full authority over Gaza. And they don't even want the PA. So as long as we hear, then we will do everything we can so that Israel must not prevail and must not take over this. As long as, what you will say, as long as Hamas is here, then Hamas, as long as they are following and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance and Allah's help is with them, as long as they are there, Israel will not take over. So as long as A is present, B will not prevail. This is lawla. This you call shartiya. So when it comes on a sentence, which is in Arabic, you say jumla ismiya, and it comes jab jumla ismiya me mubtada par dakhil hota hai or ma'na, so then this will happen. Imtina'u thani li wujudil awwal. So it will prevent the second due to the presence of the first, what we told you. So when it takes place in these sentences, meaning that as long as A is present, B will not prevail. You will see in this case here, different verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about it here. So then we'll come to the meaning of this stanza. Let's first look at these verses, because as we said, we want to learn the Quran Sharif, and this will be a means too of learning different words of the Quran Majid. Lawla. So you turn to Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is chapter number 2, and you turn to verse number 64. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Falawla fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu lakuntum minal khasirin. Had it not been for the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal upon you and His mercy, you surely would be amongst the losers. You surely would have been among the losers. So this is, we said to you, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 64. We are focusing our attention on lawla. Falawla. As we said in this stanza, lawla al-hawa lam turiq dam'a. If it was not for love, lam turiq dam'a, your tears would not flow. Ala talal, runes. Runes, talal, runes. You would not shed tears at the ruins of your beloved. This is the meaning of this. Lawla al-hawa. Had it not been for love, your tears would not flow. You wouldn't destroy yourself. You wouldn't go to such extents. So we're just scrutinizing this word lawla. Had it not been, so what we said, if A is present, B will not prevail. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon you, وَرَحْمَتُهُ, and His mercy, then you would have been amongst the losers. But because Allah's love, Allah's grace and mercy is upon you, so you are not amongst the losers now, O believers. So this is verse number 64. So A is present, Allah's mercy, Allah's virtue, grace is upon you, so you can be amongst the successful. That's one example. We go to another example also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now we're turning to verse number 251, chapter 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. Had Allah not been pushing back some people by means of some others, the earth would have been spoiled. Listen again. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not been pushing back some people by means of others, the earth would have been spoiled. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. But Allah Azza wa Jal is all gracious to all the worlds, to the universe. So meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that some will push back others, therefore the earth will not be spoiled. Look at it in this context which we are currently in. Over 260 days now, this genocide is continuing in Palestine, in Gaza. Hamas is putting up such a resistance, alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah, the Mujahideen, that as long as they are there, then they are pushing such resistance. They're pushing these terrorists, the squatters, to move away. So the earth, this land which Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. The precincts which we have blessed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting it, this precincts which is blessed. Allah Azza wa Jal himself is taking it upon his responsibility to put others there, to push back others so that they do not dominate and take power. Now understand, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had Allah not been pushing back some people by means of others, لَفَزَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ, the earth would have been spoiled. But it's Allah's mercy. Allah didn't allow that to happen, that others can just push others away. Others can just ruin the earth, just like that. But Allah made it such. Allah put people there so that they defend and they have this vision and they will protect. So this is one meaning of Lawla. There are other examples, but we are not going to go into all of those examples now. Let's go to another type where Lawla has been used. Lawla, there we said, if A is present, B will not prevail. Let's go to another type where we are going to use Lawla. Lawla is used for encouragement. Kisi cheez ki targhib dene ke liye kisi baat ko shiddat se talab karna. To encourage, with the focus of encouraging towards something, one is enticed to do something with urgency and severeness. So let's look at the verse now to substantiate what we said. So we gave you the ruling. Now let's give you an example. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Naml. Surah An-Naml is chapter 27, verse 46. لَوْلَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So what we said? Encouraging towards something, one is enticed to do something with urgency, severeness. لَوْلَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ. Why do you, O people, not seek forgiveness from Allah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So you are treated with mercy. So this is encouragement. Encouragement to do what? Encouragement to make istighfar. Encouragement to make istighfar. You want, you are searching for mercy to descend upon you. So why don't you make istighfar? Why don't you seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that mercy may descend upon you? You are worried about this GNU, this coalition, that. No, worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full in control. He is protecting you. لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ra'd. Surah Al-Ra'd, that is chapter number 13. And if you turn to verse number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for him, every person has angels protecting. They are followed one after the other. Constantly, they are coming down and replacing one another. For him, there are angels. مِن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, in front of him. وَمِنْ خَلْفِ, at the back of him. يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. They protect him by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal does not change a nation until they change themselves. So you want mercy. The key, the solution is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And as we constantly remind you, that you want mercy, you want blessings, say with me now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look, you've said Allah, you've said Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned you are placing yourself in between two Kareems. You are placing yourself in between two Kareems, Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. Whoever sends one durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for that person, 10 blessings, 10 mercies for him. Yesterday, it was the other day, my daughter was listening to it, the previous one, where we spoke about the 6 qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said to me that you said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you not include, why did you not say also 10 mercies, 10 sins are forgiven, and his status is raised by 10. I said, subhanallah, I forgot about that. And you reminded me, mashallah. So I said, yeah, I will say it here. 10 mercies, 10 sins forgiven, as well as 10, your status goes up 10 times. So this is what we need. When someone can be your daughter who is not even 10 years of age, but she tells you what is correct, we as parents should take it because it's going to be beneficial for us. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them such vision, such intelligence that we did not even think about that, but they will say, but why didn't you say this also? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. That's what that is key. Allah, Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbooleen. Oh Allah, you make us amongst the accepted. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Along with his son, and there is Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. After building the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, then they had made the supplication, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Coming back to Lawla, we said to you, Lawla, why do you not seek forgiveness? Lawla tastaghfirun Allah. Why do you not seek forgiveness from Allah? La'allakum turhamun. So that you are treated with mercy. So these are all avenues, durood sharif in abundance. This where we are searching, making istighfar. This is all avenues to Allah's mercy descending upon us. Then you come other verses also to strengthen this. What we strengthening? We said Lawla is used for encouraging. So let's look at another verse here. We turn now to Suratul Qalam. This is chapter 68, verse 28. Alam aqul lakum lawla tusabbihun. Alam aqul lakum lawla tusabbihun. So in Suratul Qalam, there's a specific mention about how these sons had wanted to go against their father's practice. So there's a whole long incident which goes, and we'll leave that inshallah for another time. But in summary, the father had a particular ruling, a practice of his, where he used to keep a portion of his crops, a portion of his farm, which is, he said, this year is specifically for the poor people. You'll see sometimes some bakeries, instead of throwing away that food, rather give it to someone who's going to enjoy it. So you'll see some bakeries, there's long queues, and they give the poor people, the hungry, they give them certain baking that was, is, it's going to, because it's perishables, so before it gets, reaches that point, rather someone enjoys it. So this is a nice practice. So say for instance, a particular day they have this practice. So everybody was gathered there, but these sons said, no, we are not going to give these poor people. We're going to go before time. We're going to harvest all the crops. And then when they get there, they will say something happened. Everything. There's nothing. It's done. The father passed away. And they said, no, we're going to now do our own thing here. See how sometimes we stab ourselves. What they say, you cut your nose to spite your face. This is what you're doing. So you don't realize you're utilizing your logic because you feel this will be more harvest for us. Why must we give one third? We can benefit from it ourselves. But you forget, Allah is Al-Kareem. When you gave that one third, when your father used to have this practice, there was always a certain barakat, not barakah, barakah that was descending upon this particular place of source of income of yours. Now you've removed that, you've removed the source of income, because He, Allah Azawajal, is the giver of income. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soft, is kind, and He gives to His servants, He gives sustenance to whomsoever he wishes. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you decide, no, I'm going to just move away from that. I want to be greedy. This is it, greediness. Greed enters. I want all of it for myself. What happens then? You've just lost out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused their crops, before they could even get there, all their harvest, all that which they wanted to harvest was already gone. Allah made it such. Now the big brothers, so when they got there, the big brother said, and this is where we are coming here, Lawla. Just take note of the word Lawla. In Suratul Naml, so Suratul Qalam, chapter 68, verse 28, Alam aqul lakum lawla tusabbihun. Why do you not pronounce tasbih? Why do you not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Lawla. If you had done so, the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have avoided this. So what we said, this is to create that encouragement. You should do this here. Why do you not pronounce the tasbih? Why do you not make Allah's, why do you not say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name? Take the subhanallah. You're just sitting, say subhanallah now. How beneficial. You'll only notice this when you are in barzakh and you are heading towards the life of the year after now. And on qiyamah, you would just be willing, wishing, could I not just be sent back? So here's another meaning of Lawla. So we did, one is, if A is present, then B will not prevail. Right? Number two, if it's a means of encouraging to do something, make tasbih, make istighfar there. Number three, tawbih wa tandim. Tawbih and tandim, this means to reprimand. This means to create that remorse. You should have did this. So this can only take place, when it is to do with something of the past. One point I forgot to mention on the previous one, where we're saying that to encourage towards something. Let's just look at this verse of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're drinking water, then remember this verse. So you turn to Surah Al-Waqi'ah. We all read Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Turn to verse number 68. So turn to verse number 68. Chapter 56, verse number 68. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you not seen the water that you drink? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. See how Allah Azza wa Jal gives you practical examples. You are going to drink that water now. Take lesson, O Ummah. Take lesson, O Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you not seen this water which you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Is it you who have brought it down from the clouds? Or are we the one who sends it down? This is the next verse. Verse 69, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter 56. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Is it you who has brought it down from the clouds? Or are we the one who sends it down? Bottled water, you see. You have so much of trust. They say, purify this, that, the other. How pure? Then there's talks of how much plastic we, all this that we are drinking from plastic bottles, and they are finding, I've read this article recently, they are finding microplastic in the private parts of males. You can go search it and do the research. And then they speak about how harmful these bottles are in all of this here. They say bottles, whereas water is placed in those bottles. But ask them how much of plastic, go and see that noodles and everything, how much of plastic is in there that you're eating. Allah protect us. Yes, pure water. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Is it you that sends down this water from the cloud? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Or is it us? Or is it we, the one who sends it down? Now look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You know, sometimes you think it's borehole, it's going to be pure. So, upon occasion, you drink that water with so much of conviction. But as I put it to my mouth, I got a bit of a bitter taste. And I said, but must be there was some soap left in and I perhaps mixed it or the glass wasn't washed properly. Then I filled it again and I saw no. The color of the water was different. Look what Allah says here, verse number 70. Surah Al-Waqiyah. Why are we saying this to you? Take note of this word, lawla. Take note of this word, lawla. لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. If we so will, we can make it bitter in taste. If we so will, لَوْ نَشَاءُ, if we so will, جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا, we can make it bitter in taste. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So why do you not offer gratitude? See, this is here for to encourage you. Make shukr. Express gratitude. You've got pure water. Express gratitude. Once, when we were about 10 years, we were climbing Table Mountain. As we were climbing now towards, you get the halfway point. Just me and two other cousins. Young, we just, you know, so naive. You don't even take any water or anything. And we're thirsty. So we get to halfway and then we see this water coming from this rock. And till today, I can tell you with conviction, that was one of the best waters. Zamzam aside, that's a different category. You can't compare. That is the best. But this water here, I'm talking about our general water supplies. This was one of the best waters I tasted. Coming just from a rock, water coming out. And flowing water. And they said, we remembered, the Mulana told us then, when water is flowing like this, it's pure. When you drank that water, you filled with, you can taste its purity. And this is coming from Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is most pure. Purity belongs to Allah. And He sends down for you this water. If Allah Azza wa Jal decided, لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا, if we so will, we can make it better in taste. فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ. So why do you not offer gratitude? Verse number 70. Question here, how do you express gratitude? Express gratitude. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're following the sunnah, the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's number two. You make shukr for this. And you make shukr, you express gratitude for all those who played a part for you to get iman. La in shakartum la azidannakum. You will express this gratitude in any bounty of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And with bounties, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallah. Wa in ta'uddu, this is plural. If you all have to express gratitude, ni'matallahi. One ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's in singular. So bounties in singular form. If you all had to express gratitude in one bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tuhsuha, you will never be able to enumerate even one bounty. Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. O my sustainer, give me the ability to express gratitude. He doesn't express gratitude. Give me the ability to express gratitude, Sulaiman alayhi salam. So all those who played a part for you to get iman today, shukr. And number four, you must practice upon the sunnah. Practice upon what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taught you. Allah azza wa jal, you express gratitude. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't forget, this will be included, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and all those coming down till iman has reached you, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, first on that list. You express gratitude. And number four, part and parcel of expressing gratitude, use these limbs, use this tongue, use this body in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is as is shown to you by Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you will drink the water again, then remember to recite this dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana. Till day we know. Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana. عذباً فراتاً برحمته ولم يجعله ملحاً أجاجاً بذنوبنا. Narration of Tabrani, you'll find this. الحمد لله الذي سقانا عذباً. Oh, all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who of His mercy. الحمد لله, all praises belongs to Allah. الذي, who has سقانا, granted us this pleasant water to drink. عذباً, that is sweet, adban, furata. So sweet, adban, sweet. And furata, that is pleasant. How? Birahmatihi, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His, Allah azza wa jal's majestic mercy. Walam yaj'alhu, and He, Allah azza wa jal, did not make it milhan, did not make it bitter, salty, ujajan, bidhunubina, due to our sins. He did not make it bitter and salty, due to our sins. Milhan, this is salty. Ujaja, bitter. Bidunubina, on account of our sins. So this is all mentioned that when you will show this, express this gratitude in this manner, because you are following the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then yuhbibkumullah, Allah azza wa jal will make you beloved. So this is it. Lawla, I wanted to point to you in this verse. لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا, if we so will, we can make it better in taste. جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون. Remember, for encouragement, why don't you show, why don't you offer gratitude? Now we come to another type which لولا has been used for. لولا has been used for توبيخ, to reprimand and to create that remorse. So yeah, we'll just give you one so that it doesn't become difficult upon you. Allah Azza wa Jal says in chapter 10, you are turning to Surah Yunus. You are turning to verse number 98. فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ. So why did? Now this, in this sense, when we are using it for tawbih and tandeem, this is to create that remorse, to reprimand. It can only be utilized for something that has happened already. You can't be remorseful of something that is futuristic. You can only be remorseful of something that has happened already. Why didn't I do this deal this way? Maybe I would have... Why didn't I just focus when I was driving and not been focused on my phone? I would have avoided this here. So like this, that is something that has happened in the past. So for this year, you will see this verse, and I just quoted it for you now. Chapter number 10, verse number 98, the beginning of... This verse, فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ. Why did this town, why did they bring iman? فَنَفَعَهَا إِمَانُهَا. If they did so, their iman would have benefited them. If they did so, what would happen to them? فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ. How is it that there never was a town which believed, and its belief would have been beneficial to it. فَنَفَعَهَا إِمَانُهَا. Its iman would have benefited them, this town. So in this verse here, Lawla has been used that, why didn't they bring iman? Because then it would have been beneficial for them. But they chose not to bring iman, so now regret and remorse has fallen upon them. So this is used for tawbih. Another form which Lawla has been used, and this is for a question. If you turn to chapter 41, Surah Fussilat, and you turn to verse 44, Lawla Fussilat Ayatuh, Lawla Fussilat Ayatuh. So let's see what was before that. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا. And had we made the Quran in a non-Arabic language, in a non-Arabic Quran, لَقَالُوا, they would say, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ. Why are its verses not clearly explained? This is in Surah Fussilat, verse 44. Why are its verses not clearly explained? So one is, they had made all of these you will say, futile arguments they had brought it about, and they said, you know what? Why, if the Quran was in non-Arabic, maybe we, like you get people today, why was the Quran not just made in English? So that we all can understand, because now English has become a universal language. Every country is thriving, the schools with everything, people are losing their culture, and it is all about the West that raised eyebrow, or rather that raised eyeballs towards the West to see how we can inculcate more and more and more. Our teachers, certain of our ustads, asatida, they would laugh at us and they say, look at you. You spend so much time trying to master the English language. But look at the beauty of Urdu. Look at the beauty of Arabic. You can't compare. He says, one ustad told us that English is the only language which starts with a sakin. And it takes school. School. It starts with a sakin. School. So that is why you will find many Urdu-speaking people, they will put the I, they will say iskool, iskool, just so that it makes it easier to be pronounced. And you can find so many other deficiencies with this. You know, on the billboards currently, you'll find lose weight. But the weight is spelled differently. So in English, you will say weight and weight. One is spelled weight, and one is spelled, how much do you weigh? That is spelled W-E-I-G-H-T, if you're saying weight. So they put there, just to catch your attention, lose weight. So they want to see how they can capture your attention with the least amount of words. So it's a play on words. That's what it is. A play on words. But you haven't realized the Arabic was chosen. The Arabic language, Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen it for this ummah, for the Quran Sharif. You can't ask the question, why was it not in English? You try reading the Quran Sharif in English. You want to use it for a reference just to find the meaning of a verse? No problem. But try to read it in English and try to read a verse and try to read it in that manner, that beautiful style of reading it. I said to you so many times, when we were at Genesis, there was this Jewish nurse there assisting. So Genesis is, they used to push before only for natural birth. So we were playing Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam was being played. And a Jewish nurse, she's listening to the Quran. And she's asking my family, what is this? It just sounds so beautiful. And my family said that this year it is Surah Maryam, it is the Quran Sharif. She said, please, can you please send it to me? I love this. So we thought maybe it's just, you know, a kind gesture, kindness, whatever it is. So they sent it. Lo and behold, few months down, she sends a message. She says, I used to listen to that Surah Maryam every day. Today, I've lost something happened to my phone. Everything got deleted, I lost it. Can you please resend it? A Jewish person saying this, yeah. Not anywhere, you're in South Africa, just eyewitness. Laysal khabruk kal mu'ayana. There's no news like eyewitness. We saw it, we heard it. So the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Focus on this, yeah. Lawla fussilat ayatu. So, walaw ja'alna Quranan a'jamiya. Had we made the Quran in a non-Arabic, Had we made it a non-Arabic Quran, they would say, لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ. They would have said, why are its verses not clearly explained? So it's in the form of asking a question. There are many other examples of this nature. However, we've just touched on لَوْلَا from this year. May Allah forgive us and grant us tawfiq. Maybe it's the lessons that we take from it sometimes that we benefit. So we'll just read the stanza and we'll continue next week, inshallah, or in this week if there is time. لَوْلَا الْهَوَى لَمْ تُرِقْ دَمْعَى عَلَىٰ طَلَلٍ وَلَا أَرِقْتَ لِذِكْرِ الْبَانِ وَالْعَلَمِ. Had it not been for love, you would not have shed tears at the ruins, meaning of your beloved. What is Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah saying here? Had it not been for love, such tears would have not flowed from his eyes. Upon seeing something which reminds him of his beloved, he uses the words, the runes. Meaning, when you look at Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he went, made Hijrah. So Makkah Mukarramah is there. And then he goes to Medina Munawwara, that particular place which Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left behind. So this year all reminds Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah of his beloved. And you know, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say about Makkah Mukarramah? That, Wallahi innaki la khayru ardillah. That you, I swear, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said this year, he was looking and he said this, by Allah, you are the best of Allah's earth. And further, وَأَحَبُّ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, you are the best of Allah's earth and the most beloved of Allah's earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا أَنِّي أُخْرِجْتُ مِنْكَ مَا خَرَجْتُ. So yeah, لَوْلَا is used again. Yeah, had it not been, and if it were not that I was going to be leaving you, I would have not left. Had it not been that I was expelled from you, I would have not left. I would have stayed here. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi under the chapter Babu Fadli Makkah, the chapter on the virtue of Makkah Mukarramah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the love. You see, Hajj, what is Hajj? Hajj is going to different places. That love is entrenched in your hearts. You are thirsty for this love, but you are standing at these particular places. Standing at particular places, it holds such a high status. And when it's Islamically, it's backed by Islamic history, it's got that Arafat. Who can deny? Take out Arafat from Hajj, is there any Hajj? But Arafat is a plane which you stand on. You're standing on a place, and it is a particular time. So this all. Now Allama Abu Sayri's love, Rahimullah, is so deep that any place that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed, moved on from there, which we're going to see in the next episode, inshallah, you'll find he holds that place to be so high. It brings tears, that emotional captivation. All of this is there in one. How can we explain it to you in just a few minutes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and put us onto the straight path. So, لولا الهوى لم ترك دمعا على طلل ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعلمي. Nor would you become restless at the remembrance of the cypress. This is the cypress tree, which we'll explain in the next, inshallah, the next episode, at the high mountain والعلم. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Independent and true to you. This is Marcus.